Jesus had to die to bring about peace.
Dr. Tony Evans says, just like the Lord, we have to confront the root of what divides us if we're going to be peacemakers.
If you're not willing to address the sin, then you're not willing to fix the conflict.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. Everybody wants to enjoy peace, but how many of us are willing to do what it takes to make peace? Today, Dr. Evans takes us to Matthew chapter 5 as he talks about the blessings waiting for those who are ready to tackle the root of conflict.
In the nearly 4,000 years of recorded human history, there have been only 268 years where there was no war. So war is normal. But war is not only normal for nations, it's normal for many of us. Some of us are at war with ourselves, battling within yourself. Then there is domestic wars. Some of you are in a war zone at work, conflict with supervisor or manager, employee or coworker. It's personality conflicts, a war of personality. Political conflict. It looks like everywhere you turn around, there's a war. And you kind of get afraid when there's peace because you know it won't last long because there's a war waiting to happen around the corner of your life. Yet we find in this scripture a blessing. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. What is a peacemaker? It's a person who makes peace. What is peace? Peace is harmony where conflict used to exist. Peace is where harmony has replaced conflict. Blessed are the peacemakers. The Bible says the devil's agenda is to create conflict. It is in his best interest to create conflict. Why? Because he knows God is the God of peace and God is the God of unity. So he creates conflict in order to separate and cause there to be a breach in our fellowship with God. That's why there's so many one another's in scripture as to how believers ought to relate to one another. It's not just so we can all get along. It's so that we can have access to the Father. In the book of Acts, chapter 1, it says the believers were all there in one accord. And the Bible says, because they were in harmony with one another, the Spirit moved in a supernatural way, doing supernatural things among the people because they were not functioning in conflict, they were functioning in harmony. The Bible says that a husband, 1 Peter 3:7, cannot go to God in prayer if he's in conflict with his wife because God won't listen to his prayer. He's not called the son of God. That's why the devil wants to stir things up in the house. He's not just after you not getting along. He's after stopping you from having access as children of God to heaven because he can't call you his son because you're not a peacemaker. You're a conflict contributor. Matthew 18, verses 19 and 20 says, when two of you or three of you agree, you're on the same page, you're operating in harmony rather than in conflict, it says Jesus is in the middle of you. He comes down and takes his place in the center place where the agreement is. So it is in the devil's interest to break up the agreement so that you're not peacemakers, so that you can't be called the son of God, so that God can't respond to your desires and requests. So some of us are actually blocking the movement of God in our lives for 1 week, 1 month, 12 months, 12 years, and we keep doing it because we live in conflict. Our life is a war zone. And it's due to a refusal to be a peacemaker. He says, blessed are the peacemakers. They will be called the sons of God. The elders meet to plan for the new year. We had a big issue on the table related to our direction, and I made a presentation and we entered into a discussion about the issue. After some time entering into different perspectives and different orientations and getting everybody's input, we came to an agreement about how we would approach it, and the agreement was on one accord. While there were different perspectives in the discussion, when the discussion ended, we were all on the same page about the direction. While there were different viewpoints that went back and forth, when it was all over, we were walking out as one. From the time it took me from the hotel where we were meeting to get back to the church, when I got back to the church at the end of that meeting where we had agreed, the answer to the discussion was already here at the church. It arrived while we were meeting to get on one accord. While we were meeting to get on one accord, God sent the answer about the agreement that we made about being on one accord, and it was sitting here waiting upon the right. When I got back, I got the message, this is what happened about what we agreed on, and what happened was exactly what we agreed on. God honored the unity, came in the midst, and addressed the issue because it was done in peace. The devil's agenda is to create conflict. He wants that because he knows God won't show up. Because he can't call that church made up of his sons and daughters. There may be sons and daughters, he just doesn't want to associate with them. He doesn't want to call them his sons and daughters. So this thing of being a peacemaker is critical to divine recognition of your son or daughtership, which is critical to your access. Answered prayer, hearing from heaven, watching God solve problems before you arrive. So that question should lead to one other question. How do then I become a peacemaker so I can be called a son of God so I can experience the access? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall by abolishing in his flesh the enmity, which is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross, by it having put to death the enmity. He came and preached peace to you who are far away and peace to those who are near, for through him we both have our access, remember I just talked about access, in one spirit to the who? Father, which means you're a son or daughter. So son or daughter is tied to access. Access engages the Holy Spirit so that you can enjoy the peace that Jesus came to give you. But how do you get to the peace? He says the way you get to the peace, watch this now, is by the blood of Christ. You say, well, what's that got to do with me fighting with me fighting with my mate, me fighting with my coworkers? It has everything to do with it. He says the way Jesus gives peace is through the cross. But wait a minute. The cross, the blood of Christ, is a place of judgment. The cross is a painful place. The cross is a hurtful place. The cross is a place where there's nails in your hand and a spear in your side and blood is gushing out your body. The cross is a nasty place. See, the cross isn't a pretty place. At the cross, you don't say, can we all get along? At the cross, you don't say, bygones gonna be bygones, peace at any cost. You don't say that at the cross. At the cross, judgment is occurring. But what is being judged at the cross? Sin is being judged at the cross. The reason why the cross is nasty and ugly and bloody is because at the cross, sin is being addressed and judged. But because of the blood shed by Jesus at the cross, sin got judged so peace could be offered. The only reason you and I as Christians have peace with God is because of a nasty, bloody cross. That nasty, bloody cross that crucified our Savior, thus judging our sin, opened the door for peace with God. Guess what? The same blood that solved the problem of us having peace with God solves the problem of us having peace from God so that we can have peace with others. It's the same blood. Why? Because the same blood that judged sin on Calvary is the very same blood that judged sins today. It is because we leave the blood on the cross 2,000 years ago and don't apply the blood today in the 21st century that we live in a war zone rather than in a peace zone, because we do not allow the blood to address the sin, because that's the only thing the blood addresses. The blood doesn't address personality. The blood doesn't address racial color. The blood doesn't address how much money you make. The blood doesn't address what kind of clothes you wear. What the blood addresses is sin. So if you're going to be a peacemaker, you must be willing to get bloodied through the addressing of sin so the blood of Christ can bring about the peace that you want to happen. If you're not willing to address the sin, then you're not willing to fix the conflict. It is only in addressing the sin that you address the conflict. So what people want to do is they want to skip the cross part, but get the peace part. You can't get the peace part without the blood part. Jesus had to die to bring about peace. You have to deal with the same thing that Jesus died for, sin, in order to bring about the peace. The problem is people don't want to deal with the sin. Well, if you don't want to deal with the sin, you can't have the peace.
When Dr. Evans continues our message in just a moment, he'll explain why many of the conflicts we have with others can be traced back to conflict within ourselves. First, though, you can dig even deeper into today's subject with the help of Tony's recently released book, Kingdom Values. It'll help you put what you're learning about God's truth to work as you build a more Christ-centered character. Rather than conform to our crumbling culture, you'll learn how to develop integrity, authenticity, compassion, accountability, and more. Discover how to experience real change, not just for yourself, but for the people you care about and influence. Contact us today and let us send you a copy of Kingdom Values. It's yours when you make a contribution to help us keep the alternative coming your way each day. And for only a couple more days now, along with the book, you'll also get all 8 full-length messages in Tony's powerful series, Returning to the Truth. Get the details and make the arrangements instantly at tonyevans.org or call our 24-hour resource center anytime today at 1-800-800-3222. And let one of our team members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, Dr. Evans will come back with more of today's message right after this.
The biblical roles of husbands and wives, the source of our authority as believers, understanding the concept of grace, winning spiritual battles, they're all important subjects, but seem as different as night and day. Would it surprise you to know there's a common thread running through all 4? You can discover what it is by taking the course on Ephesians in the Tony Evans Training Center. One by one, you'll dig into the powerful themes of this book and make new discoveries about what Jesus' death accomplished, how to maintain unity at home and at church, what spiritual armor is all about. The course includes custom content from Tony, not available anywhere else. Work through it at your own pace. Collaborate with other students. Get your specific questions answered through our online forum. Connect with the Tony Evans Training Center at tonyevans.org. It's like having a seminary on your smartphone or other device. Start today, tonyevans.org.
The Bible says, Isaiah 48:28, there is no peace for the wicked. When sin is unwilling to be addressed, you can forget having peace. And you can spend the rest of your life as a Christian in perpetual conflict because of an unwillingness to recognize and address. Look, the greatest person in your life is the person who helps you see your sin and then walks you in through the reconciliation process. That's the greatest person in your life because they're leading you to peace. The peace that you want, but it only comes this way. It's got to come by the blood of Christ. That's the only way it can happen. You have a checkbook. You get a bank statement. And the two don't agree. Houston, we have a problem. My checkbook is saying one thing. The bank statement is saying another thing. So what do we have to do? We need a reconciliation. You know, the only way to get that reconciliation is to find out where the problem is. Because you can't reconcile until you identify why these two numbers aren't the same. Where is the error? It's usually not with the bank. Where is the error? That bank ain't doing right by my money. No, before you just cast blame, let's check things out and find the error so that we can bring about the reconciliation. What you don't do is say it'll all work out. No, you don't skip finding the error if you really want to reconcile the account. You've got to find the error in order that you might reconcile the account. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. In this world, you will have tribulation. You're going to run into conflict. As long as you're on earth, you're going to have conflict." Some people will leave a church and say, well, there's too much conflict in that church. Well, the new church just got new conflict when you joined it. In this world, you're going to have family conflict. You're going to have a personal conflict. It comes with living here. Okay? But he says, be of good cheer. Don't worry about it, even though you can't get away from it, because I have overcome the world. Earlier this morning, it was raining. Some people came from their cars and they got wet. Why? Because it was raining and they couldn't overcome the rain, so they got wet making their way from the car to the church. But other people during the rain came through the same rain but did not get wet, because overcoming the rain was an umbrella. The umbrella hovered over them, provided a covering for them without changing the circumstances around them, but the circumstances around them did not affect them because they were overcoming it with something that was over top of them. While you will have tribulation in the world, if you're willing to be a peacemaker God's way, it won't stop stuff from being around you, but it'll stop the stuff from being around you from overcoming you, because you got something over you that's covering you. Blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be called the sons of God. I know a lot of you are like me. I am a mayonnaise guy. I'm not a mustard guy. Okay, I will send a sandwich back if it has mustard on it, because I'm a mayonnaise kind of guy. I give a pass to a hot dog. That's the only thing that gets a mustard pass. Other than that, I am a mayonnaise type of guy. Now, mayonnaise, or to be sadiddy, mayonnaise. Mayonnaise is funnily made up of oil and water. And oil and water do not agree. Oil and water can't get along. Oil and water can't maintain fellowship. No matter how much you stir oil and water together, they're going to retract and go back to their old world, because oil and water don't like each other. Oil and water don't know how to function together in the same space. And no matter what you do, oil and water just does not work. You can't force it, because it's not natural. And to try to make it happen won't work. Some of you are in situations of oil and water, and you've tried everything you can to make this thing work, and it keeps just jumping back to where it was. No matter how much energy and effort, because you're trying to make this thing work, and it just won't work. Well, mayonnaise is fundamentally oil and water. The problem is oil and water can't get along. So guess what the makers of mayonnaise did? They created an emulsifier. Now, an emulsifier is something that takes two opposing objects, pulls them together so that they can relate in a way that they could not relate on their own. So in order to have mayonnaise, you got oil and you got water, but you have the emulsifier of eggs. They put eggs in mayonnaise. Egg reaches out and grabs oil. Egg reaches out and grabs water. Egg pulls oil and water together, thickens them up so you and I can eat some sandwiches. Eggs reach out and they emulsify oil and water, causing that which is totally different to be able to get along. When it comes to your conflicts, no matter whatever they are, the blood of Jesus Christ reaches out on one side. The blood of Jesus Christ reaches out on another side, pulling together that which could not normally get along. The blood of Jesus Christ in your conflict is your emulsifier if you're willing to deal with the sin that is causing the separation. The blood works today.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about the only true path to peace. And he'll come back in a moment to share a final illustration with us. First, though, if you'd like to review the full-length version of this message, including material we didn't have time to present on the broadcast, the title to ask about is Blessed Are the Peacemakers. To dig even deeper into this topic, as well as the other Beatitudes, I encourage you to get a copy of Tony's newest book, released just last month, called Kingdom Values. In it, he explores the biblical virtues found in Christ's teachings, helping you to live out those values in your own life. As I mentioned earlier, we're bundling this book in a special package, along with all 8 full-length messages on CD or digital download from his Returning to the Truth audio collection. And they're all yours with our thanks when you make a donation to help us keep bringing you Tony's teaching each day. This special double offer ends on Monday, so visit us right away at tonyevans.org or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222 for some in-person help. Again, that's tonyevans.org or by phone at 1-800-800-3222. Everybody wants to be liked, but on Monday, Dr. Evans will explain that popularity comes with a price, and it's steeper than you might think. For right now, though, he's back with this final thought.
Alfred Nobel, Swedish physicist, created dynamite. His intentions were awesome when he created dynamite. He wanted to create an explosive that you could move rock to build roads and get things out of the way to build buildings. He wanted to create a force that was powerful, that would make life better. Problem is, people took his creation and used it for destructive purposes, to kill people, to make war. So depressed did Mr. Nobel get that his good invention was being used in a wrong, destructive way, that he took $9 million, put it in an account, and began to award people for promoting peace. We call it the Nobel Peace Prize. What motivated him was the fact that what he intended was being used wrong. And he wanted to award those who were doing what his intentions were. And when they get the award, they become known as Nobel Peace Prize winners. They become internationally known because they're called by that name. And they're called by that name because they made peace. They didn't make war. God is looking for some Nobel Peace Prize winners, some folks he can bless and award, because instead of making war, they're making peace using his method, the blood of Christ, to do that. May this church be full of winners who God calls sons and daughters of God.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.